Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian life is redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. Through baptism, we have entered this life and have been admitted into the new covenant of which Jesus Christ is a mediator. He sealed it with his own blood that it might last forever. On the one side, God promises to give us new life in Christ, the source and perfecter of our faith. On the other side, we are pledged to live no more for ourselves, but only for Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. From time to time, we renew our covenant with God, especially when we reaffirm the baptism covenant and gather at the Lord's table. Today, however, we meet as the generations before us have met, to renew the covenant that binds us to God. Let us make this covenant of God our own. Commit yourselves to Christ as his servants. Give yourselves to him that you may belong to him. Christ has made services to be done. Christ has many services to be done. Some are more easy and honorable. Others are more difficult and distasteful. Some are suitable to be our inclination and interest. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what is meant to be a servant of Christ. Let us, therefore, go to Christ in prayer. Let me be your servant under your command. I will no longer be my own. I will give myself to your will. Be satisfied that Christ shall give you your place and work. Christ will be the Savior of none but his servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey Christ, who have no servants except by consent to all that he requires. Christ will be all in all, or will be nothing. Confirm this as a holy covenant. To make this covenant a reality in your life, listen to these admonitions. First, set apart some time, more than once, to be spent alone before God. To seek earnestly God's special assistance and gracious acceptance of you. In careful thinking through all the conditions of the covenant. In searching your heart, whether you have already freely given your life to Christ, consider what your sins are. Consider the laws of Christ, how holy, strict, and spiritual they are, and whether you, after having carefully considered them, are willing to choose them at all. Be sure you are clear in these matters. See that you do not lie to God. Second, be serious and in a spirit of holy awe and reverence. Third, claim God's covenant. Rely upon God's promise of giving grace and strength so you can keep your promise. Trust not on your own strength and power. Fourth, resolve to be faithful. You have given to the Lord your hearts. You have opened your mouth to the Lord. You have dedicated yourself to God. With God's power, never go back. And last, be then prepared to renew your covenant with the Lord. Fall down on your knees. Lift your hands toward heaven. Open your hearts to the Lord as we pray. O righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me as I fall down before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness in not having done your will. For you have promised mercy to me if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that you shall put away all your idols. I here, from the bottom of my heart, renounce them all, coveting with you that no known sin shall be allowed in my life. Against your will, I have turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch all temptations that will lead me away from you. For my own righteousness is riddled with sin, unable to stand before you. Through Christ, God had offered to be your God again, if you would let him, before all heaven and earth. I here acknowledge you as my Lord and God. I ask you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for my portion, and vow to give up myself, body and soul, as your servant, to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way and means of coming to God. Jesus, I do here on bended knees, accept Christ as only and sincerely join myself in a covenant with him. O blessed Jesus, I come to you, hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. I do here with all my power, accept you as my Lord, and renounce my own worthiness, and view you are the Lord, my righteousness. I renounce my own wisdom. I take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. I do here covenant with you, O Christ, to take my lot with you as it may fall. Through your grace, I promise that neither life nor death shall part me. God has given holy laws as a rule of your life. I do here willingly put my neck under your yoke to carry your burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I therefore take them as a rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising that I will strive in order for them according to your direction and not allow myself to neglect anything. The Almighty God searches and knows your heart. O God, you know that I make this covenant with you today without guilt or reservation. If any falsehood should be in it, guide me and help me to set it right. And now, glory be to you, O God, my Father, whom I from this day forward shall look upon as my God and Father. Glory be to you, O God the Son, who have loved me and wash me from my sins in your own blood. And now is my Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God, O Spirit, who by your almighty power have turned my heart from sin to God. O mighty God, the Lord omnipotent, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend, and I, by your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. So be it, and let the covenant I have made on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. You are advised to make this covenant not only in your heart, but in words, and not only in word, but in writing. Therefore, with all reverence, lay the service before the Lord as your act and deed. And when you have done this, sign it. Then keep it as a reminder of the holy agreement between God and you, that you may remember it during thoughts and doubts and temptations.